Greetings and welcome to episode 47, a special podcast show. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will help anyone and everyone, the young and the experienced. When you work hard, give back, make sacrifices, make an impact, and develop a vision for your life and your career, all you have to do is watch it unfold if you do it in excellence. That is exactly what my special guest has done. He has focused on helping young people, educators, and communities, and has made such a tremendous impact in his journey in the field of education. He believes in excellence, in truth, and service. My special guest is none other than Dr. Andre Townsell, the superintendent of Benton Harbor Area Schools. Let me share a little bit more about his journey. Dr. Andre Townsell is a graduate of Detroit Public Schools Cass Tech High School. He attended Howard University as a student athlete football scholarship in 2002. Dr. Townsell earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree from Howard University. He began his work in public education in the District of Columbia from 2008 until 2016. In 2016, Dr. Townsell was appointed to turn around one of the lowest performing high schools in the state of Massachusetts by the Department of Secondary and Elementary Education. The district suffered from the lack of stable leadership, diversity, and racial tensions. He became the first African-American high school principal in the history of the town of Southbridge. Dr. Townsell reduced arrest, suspension, and discipline, and increased their academic performance at an admirable growth and proficiency rate. Dr. Townsell's work was highlighted by former United States Secretary of Education, Dr. John King, in a speech entitled, "Lead with Your Legacy in Mind." In March of 2018, Dr. Townsell returned to his home state of Michigan. He served as the assistant superintendent of Wayne Wesleyan Community Schools. He oversaw and supported over 10,000 students in 20 schools across the district. In February 2020, Dr. Townsell began serving as the superintendent of Benton Harbor Area Schools. Benton Harbor Area Schools, originally founded in 1872, is a pre-K-12 public school district in Benton Harbor, Michigan, with approximately 2,000 students in six schools. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Dr. Andre Townsell, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all of my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Dr. Andre Townsell. First, Dr. Townsell, let me say congratulations on all of your success, and I know that some of my listeners will benefit tremendously from our conversation today. You are indeed a true example of success and especially a hero in the field of education. So once again, welcome to my show, and how are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Dr. Essie. I'm doing very well today. My district just went on spring break, so I am taking an opportunity to recharge my batteries so we can finish this fourth quarter extremely strong and give us some good momentum going into the summer.
Awesome. And once again, thank you so very much for being here and joining me today. And so I just want you to share with us a little bit about your journey, about yourself. You have so many experiences and, you know, you have done so much in a short amount of time. So just share with the listening audience just about yourself.
Thank you. I'm born and raised in the city of Detroit, Michigan. I'm a product of Detroit Public Schools. One thing I remember upon graduating high school, my high school football coach told me that I was an unpolished gem. And I always wondered what that meant. At the time, I didn't really understand what he meant by it. But over time, I understood what he meant. I had the privilege of earning a scholarship to Howard University in football. And my goal was to actually go into civil engineering. I'm a very good artist. I can draw very well. And when high school, they said I should take up civil engineering in college. But I really struggled academically. And ultimately, you know, to stay eligible, you had to declare a major. And I never forget when I chose the major of education, the disappointment in a lot of my friends and family who thought I aspired to become an engineer. And I'm like, man, why are they so, you know, frustrated? Why are they so sad? They're like, oh, Andre, you gonna be a teacher? And I saw how disappointed people were. So it became my mission that in the field, my hope and goal is to not only support young people with regards to student achievement, but also to amplify the image of the field of education, because it's a great career. It's a great opportunity to have a positive impact in society and is extremely rewarding. I had an opportunity to start my education career in the District of Columbia and worked alongside some phenomenal educators and had the privilege of serving at every single level, from teacher to football coach, basketball coach, athletic director, dean of students, central office specialist, assistant principal. And while serving as an assistant principal in DC public schools, I became a highly touted principal recruit across our country. And that's how I ended up in the state of Massachusetts, working in Southbridge, and in a district that was one of three districts that was under receivership in the state of Massachusetts. And one thing about me in the field of education, I'm a major student of the industry. I stay in professional developments. Every year, I put my personal funds aside to ensure that I can go to different conferences that will enhance my leadership abilities. I ensure that I enroll in different certification courses or professional developments in general, just to add to my toolbox to stay ahead of the curve with educational leadership. And all of that has really, you know, been in my toolbox, and every field, every district that I've served has always been a step up or a level up. I've never had a lateral job. I never taught in one school and then taught in another school. I never was an assistant principal in one school and assistant principal in another school. Every time I had an opportunity to go to a different district, it's because it was a promotion. And that helped me understand the major need of educators across the country, because there's a critical shortage not only of teachers, but also educational leaders, and is extremely short with regards to Black male educators. And I take that very seriously. And my hope was to be one of the best, not only in the country, but also to attract some young brothers to the industry so we can help level up our young people.
Well, definitely, you are doing some amazing things. Once again, congratulations to you. And I definitely know firsthand that you stay in professional development. I can attest to when we went to ASCD and Howard University, that program that they have. So I'm just really impressed. And you talked about being an unpolished gem. but now you are polished and you continue to learn and grow, and your artistic ability. I see some of the things that you post, and you have some wonderful artwork, but also the music. And a lot of kids nowadays, they're into the art and the music, and you played football. So talk a little bit about that transition and how you really use your scholarship to really advance yourself, because so many kids come out of high school and they play sports and they say, oh, I'm going to go to the NFL, or I'm going to go to the MLB or what have you. But how can they really take that and use that to their advantage?
Well, that's a good question. One thing that I say often in my district is that my goal is to support or to enhance our academics, enhance our athletics, and enhance our arts, the three A's. And what I understand with our young people, a lot of our young people are influenced by not only entertainers, but also athletes. And that's what they listen to. So it's important to share with them that, listen, not only did I make music, award-winning songwriter, not only was I a professional athlete and an NCAA collegiate athlete, it's also important to take the academics part extremely seriously, because if you pay attention to the NCAA commercials, especially during March Madness that just happened this past month, they always talk about going pro in something other than athletics. And that's my message to my young people. What are you going to go pro in outside of athletics? Because athletically, we all have a biological clock. What are you going to do when the last whistle is blown, when the last play has been called? What are you going to do next in your life? And that's my message to the young people that I serve is, listen, be the best athlete you can possibly be. Be the best artist or actor you can possibly be. In addition, be the best scholar you can possibly be, because if all else fails, you can rely on that academic background to support you in your profession. And this helped me tremendously, you know, being a young Black male at the highest level in the K-12 system, being a superintendent. The young people listen to me because I can show them the receipts of me playing football. I can show them receipts of me, you know, rapping. And they say, wow, you did all that? Or, you know, I can still do this and do that. And the answer is absolutely. You can do and be exactly what you want to do and be. And that's what the message is. And, you know, by the grace of God, that's been my X factor with regards to increasing academic achievement and supporting the young people that I serve.
Well, definitely it is working. So continue to do it. And you have a great message. Go pro in something else. I just love that. And I may have to steal that as well. So you've done a lot. Evidently, you've been around a lot of strong people. So who inspired you?
You know what? That's a great question. I've been inspired at different levels in my life. The first moment of inspiration I had, I never forget. I was in sixth grade. It was the first time I ever saw a Black male teacher. I mean, he happened to be a substitute teacher. I would like to find him, you know, one of these days and thank him for pouring into me. I always remember that's when I first heard the word potential. And he said, yeah, man, you have potential. I said, what does potential mean? And he was trying to explain it to me, and I really didn't understand. But that word really stuck to me. Secondly was my high school football coach. When I got into the high school ranks, I'll be honest with you, I was struggling and trying to figure it out. You know, I was not the model student, and I had a high school coach who kind of stayed on me to try to show me a better way than what I knew. And most people don't know that although I earned a football scholarship to Howard University, people don't know that I played only 1 year of football in high school, and that was my senior year. But the coach, you know, thought I had so much potential. He said I was an unpolished gem, that he put his coaching reputation on the line to advocate for me to the coaches of Howard University. And they offered me a scholarship based off of his word that I'm a coachable young man that will do what it takes to be successful. So that was a major inspiration. And then when I got to college, it was my high school football, my college coach, who often preached to us going pro in something other than sports. And that, you know, what are we going to do when the last whistle is blown? So all of those gentlemen, two of them happened to be coaches. One was a sixth grade substitute teacher, But they were Black males, and they always spoke something positive to me. And that word was so powerful to me because I saw them as successful. And I'm saying, hey, if they're saying these things to me, then they may think I can be successful. And that's what I try to do for the young people that I serve, even with our young ladies. I really, really try to pour into them and give them a good message and also show them some great examples of women that are champion in life so they can adopt those practices.
Wonderful. And, you know, I was going to ask you about some advice, but you've already given so much. And the one thing that I want to highlight, well, several things that you mentioned, just look around and find that person who can pour into you. So young people out there, do that. It could be a teacher, a football coach. Find someone who can advocate for you and be coachable yourself. And, you know, I always go back to what I say, tell me your friends and I'll tell you your future. So once again, find someone who will invest in you. So Dr. Townsell, tell us about some of the challenges you have faced and how have you overcome those?
Some of the challenges that I faced, and I'm glad you asked that question, is and this is one thing that the message I give to some of my graduating classes is that, you know, it's all fine and good when you're a student, when you're in school, you know, people talk about the Black boy joy or that Black girl magic and everyone is really trying to support you. And, you know, everything is real fuzzy and real peachy. But when you graduate, when you actually get out there in the field, when you get out there in the industry, when you get out there in our competitive world and in the competitive workplace, you instantly become competition and all that helpful type talk goes out the window. So one thing I really tell our young people is that, listen, this is a competition. This life game that we're in is competition. You have to look around you and ensure that you put all of the resources in your toolbox so you can be competitive at whatever it is that you decide to do. I don't care if you want to go into a trade school, go off into college, go right into the workplace. It's competition. You can't just go out there and lackadaisically, you know, try to fit in and blend into society because you become someone on the menu rather than sitting at the table. Now, I understand everyone don't necessarily want to be a leader, but the goal is to be the best version of yourself. And how do you become the best version of yourself? Don't always, the best helping hand you can ever receive is at the end of your own arms. So really understanding that you are you have the control of your destiny. It's up to you to decide where you end up later on in life. So set yourself for success. Correct the disciplines of your past and set new disciplines of your future. So that's my message. You know, go out there and compete and understand, you know, everyone's not out there to give you a pass and give you a leg up. Sometimes you got to do some digging and get it out the mud yourself.
Awesome, Jim. And just a golden nugget that you just shared. The best helping hand you receive is at the end of your own arm. Wow, that is powerful. So tell us about your greatest success or successes.
I believe my greatest success beyond being a husband and a father is probably when I earned the opportunity to serve as a superintendent in the state of Michigan, because of the philosophies that I just shared are things that I really, really applied in my personal life to make myself the best candidate possible to do the great work. So my overall goal is to have the biggest impact possible on positively changing the trajectory of young people's lives. So earning the job of superintendent of Benton Harbor Area School is my greatest success thus far. I'm leading during a pandemic. I mean, this time that we're in, I'm the chief education officer in my district. And I'm also relied upon to serve at state and regional opportunities. For example, I work on the communities of practices with the AASA with five states across the country to support recommendations for coming out of the pandemic. I also work at the state level in the state of Michigan on social and emotional learning and multi-tiered systems of support to help us come out of the pandemic. So right now is my greatest success. And I'm super excited about a person I will become in the future, because I heard that a smooth sea has never made a skilled sailor. And I do believe that I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain right now. So when I get to that mountaintop, I'll be better equipped to be a leader in the future.
Indeed. Congratulations to you once again on becoming the superintendent, because I know that is a tall, tall task, and you're changing lives. You're walking in your calling. It is obvious by you living your example of what you're doing in your district, giving back, making a difference. So once again, congratulations. So I know you're going to continue to help young people, and Dr. Essie Speaks, educational consultant, is all about sharing those resources, and you have given so many wonderful resources. And tell us just maybe two or three or five or six things that really young people can rely on, especially with all that we're going through right now in our nation's history, because I know you've experienced some things going through this pandemic and leading a district. So what are some things that you tell them to be grounded to?
That's a great question. Also, you know, I talk about me being a student of the game, or the game of life, or game of education, whatever you want to call it. And I stumbled upon an author, Jim Rohn, and these things, these three bullets stick with me, and I added a fourth one in there. And this is what I tell my kids. It's also what I tell my staff. It's what I tell my board of education. It's what I tell any and everybody that I come in contact with, because everything in life is going to be some level of adversity. So how do you get through it? The first thing is, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. The next thing is, don't wish for less challenges. Wish you had more wisdom to overcome those challenges. The next, don't wish for less problems. Wish you had more skill. And the last thing is, don't wish for less work. Wish you had more work ethic. I think if you take that mentality, nothing that come across you shall be impossible. And that's the mentality that I have. I don't care how difficult it is in front of me. I wish I had the resources to defeat it and overcome it. And I research it heavy, and I come back to the drawing board, and I solve the puzzle, or I solve the riddle, or I overcome that obstacle, or I defeat that adversity. That's the way I'm built. And that's what I tell everyone that I work with, everyone that I support. And that's what I like to share with the audience of your podcast.
Awesome. And I can tell you, powerful, so mighty, and so much greatness in what you said. Oh my goodness, I can't even repeat that. So you're going to have to definitely send that to me in an email. So definitely. Tell us, how can listeners get in contact with you?
You can contact me on Instagram and Twitter, and professionally on LinkedIn. My Instagram is Draetown, Draetown. My Twitter is the same. Draetown, Draetown. And professionally, you can go to my LinkedIn, and it's simply Dr. Andre Townsell.
Dr. Townsell, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with the listeners. You indeed have the attention of so many. Continue doing the awesome things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you in making an impact, and just greatness exude from you. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. This was an absolute privilege and a pleasure.
Indeed. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.